from Mordialloc to Malvern. You're listening to Southern FM.
In 2017, Senator Simon Birmingham made this statement.
And so I am pleased today to announce that the Australian Government will be establishing a national Australian space agency.
10 months later, the agency was formed. Understandably, it took some time for the agency to begin its task of tripling the size of the Australian space industry and to foster private development and businesses. This year, the federal budget saw a real investment that had been promised to promote the space sector. Most of the Australian space industry consists of small businesses, many of them startups. This brings them into Susan Lay's area of responsibility. Susan is the Federal Shadow Minister for Small and Family Business. Welcome to the Space Show, Susan.
Fabulous to join you and your listeners with such an important topic, Andrew. And particularly in rural and regional Australia, we love space because we see it so well with much less light than there are in the city.
What were some of the space industry grants awarded by the Coalition Federal Government?
We were really serious and really committed in our response to the space industry. We always saw it and do see it as an emerging national and international priority. So as many of your listeners would know, we launched a $1.5 billion modern manufacturing strategy in 2020, and it was designed to be led by industry and for industry, and we unapologetically picked winners through the priorities within that strategy, one of which was space. So that was our first step. And then we had built a $150 million Moon to Mars initiative. That was our contribution to the United States Artemis program, which is designed to see astronauts land on the moon by 2024. And then in March this year, we announced we'd invest a further $1.2 billion in the National Space Mission for Earth Observation program, which importantly will see Australia design, build and operate 4 new satellites. So, you know, I see our space commitment through those 3, if you like, groundbreaking, multi-million, if not billion-dollar initiatives. And quite frankly, I'm worried that their future is under threat with the current Labor government.
So were all of these monies dispersed before Labor government took office?
No, they weren't. And Ed Husic, the new industry minister, has announced that the 2 that are more recent, the Moon to Mars initiative and the National Space Mission for Earth Observation, are under review. Under some pretty tough questioning, I believe that the government backflipped on hesitating over the modern manufacturing strategy. That's a good thing, and there were some space grants and programs in there. But unfortunately, the industry minister's record is marred by that backflip on the early announcements that we were expecting through our modern manufacturing initiative. And the minister didn't support our cybersecurity industry with grants, and now we can add our space industry to the list of those left worse off under this Labor government. So we've been told, wait for the budget, wait and see what happens. But really, how can we possibly suggest that the commitment that we made to the United States, the Moon to Mars initiative and the funding that we talked to the US about in September 2019, a partnership with NASA, all about space exploration, how can this government suggest that putting all that on hold till the budget is really meaningful when surely they should have backed it in by now?
So you can't see any excuse for the delay?
Absolutely no excuse for the delay. Absolutely no excuse at all. And the government has been, I think, quite difficult about committing to various things since the election. But I expected that they would commit to the space industry. And in fact, space industry experts estimate that there's probably about $2.5 billion in critical national space infrastructure projects that at this point in time are stalled, sitting on desks in the department. And that's disappointing because I would have thought an incoming government would have engaged very strongly and early with the space industry and those who are committed to its future, and it doesn't appear that they have.
So in this year's federal budget, there was $1.2 billion promised for Earth observation from space. Now, albeit it was to be spent over several years, so what's your understanding of the status of that funding under the watch of Labor's Treasurer, Jim Chalmers?
Well, that's right. We announced that in March this year we'd invest a further $1.2 billion in the National Space Mission for Earth Observation Program. And what that is Australia designing, building and operating four new satellites. And that is something that, well, I imagine every Australian would be pretty excited about, given they would be our own satellites. They would be providing data for us, and every single thing from your high-tech car, your high-tech phone needs the space industry and needs satellites. And why wouldn't this be an area that Australia wants to step straight into and be up there with the best when we know we can? So, yes, that whole program is on hold. And we've been told by the government they'll update us about the status of this program and the moon to Mars in the budget in a couple of weeks' time. But that's not really good enough. People have been put into a holding pattern. Investments that would have been made via private capital or industry or, you know, confidence, that's all getting lost along the way. And if something is announced in the budget, it needs to be a continuation of what we did so that we actually don't lose any more time, not a repurposing or a rephasing or come back in the next budget in May next year or we're having another look at it. You know, we've already wasted too much time, and I'm really worried that Labor is trying to pay for their own election promises by clawing back funding from our space industry programs. You know, the whole industry has fallen behind because of these politically motivated reviews that effectively are saying we might strip funding from your programs.
Now, your portfolio, a shadow portfolio, is for small and family business. And given that most Australian space companies are very small and startups, that obviously comes in your purview. Should government grants be directed towards big companies, the well-known aerospace companies, or to small and medium enterprises and to startups?
When the purpose of the program is to build and operate new satellites, to participate in an international collaboration, Moon to Mars with NASA, you're going to get a mix. You're going to get the big guys, but you're also going to get a lot of small and medium businesses who are part of the whole picture. And you're also going to get startups, because this is an area where we do have many startups, because the application of digital technology to the space race is incredibly exciting. And it's happening in our universities. It's happening with our bright young entrepreneurs every single day. And to threaten to strip funding from programs like this is stripping confidence from the future. And all too often, we all know about the brain drain where people who work in this area end up going overseas. So, yes, it's critical for small and medium enterprises. And the exciting thing is that some of those enterprises will start small and get really, really big and will be household names in Australia in the future. That's what I want to see.
Given that Australia is prone to bushfires and floods, what's the Liberal Party's attitude to funding the Australian space industry to monitor our environment?
I know, living in a bushfire area and obviously in a flood-affected area right now, a few hours' drive down the Murray River from me, I'm anxious about the communities there as they face rising waters. We know that predictions and observations and measurements are critical. They underpin everything when it comes to safety. And that capability, in many respects right now, rests with satellites that are not Australian. And that makes no sense at all. So we need to develop our own capability and we need to protect our communities in the best possible way, because everybody knows when there's a natural disaster, a few minutes can make a big difference. And if observations are off by a few hours, or you just don't have the observation equipment in place and the real-time data arriving at someone in a control room who can make decisions, then you're not doing the very best by your communities. And so that's one really important reason, emergency management, why we do need to support our space industry.
So finally, do you have any advice for Jim Chalmers?
I don't know that the current government is listening very much to the opposition at the moment. They've made decisions because I would say the budget is well and truly locked away, 10 days out. But we will be holding them to account, and if they miss this funding or they repurpose it in a way that slows it down, I'm not letting them off the hook one single minute of one single day, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows the reality of a new government that's coming in and has lowered the priority of the space industry in Australia, because not committing to these really important programs would mean exactly that.
Well, Susan, thank you very much for joining us on The Space Show.
Thanks so much, Andrew. A pleasure to speak with you.
Okay. I was in conversation there with Susan Ley, the Shadow Minister for Small and Family Business. She's a member of the Federal Parliament.
From Paran to Parkdale, you're listening to Southern FM.
Where this is the Space Show.